You know, I can't tell you how many times I've been, you know, I had neighbors over who were helping me pack boxes, you know, or unpack boxes. And almost always the question would come up, not so much from coaching families, but from neighbors who actually lived a regular kind of life. And they would say to me things like, you know, how do you do it? First of all, why do you do it? You know, why do you follow him all over this country to do this coaching thing? When we love you here, we want you to stay, or we're so glad you're here, don't ever go, kind of stuff. And they really said, you know, what makes you be so willing to go? And, you know, it took a few years to figure this out, but I learned very quickly that it wasn't so hard to follow Les when I knew who he was following. And once it was clear that every move we made, we'd bathed in prayer, we'd asked God to help us make the right decision, and we had trusted him with what he had before us, that whatever was before us was going to be more meaningful than what was behind us. And that's how we got there. That's how we got there together.
Chris and I have done marriage seminars, as we were sharing with Crawford and Karen, around the country since 1984. I believe, to our knowledge, the first ever FCA couples getaway was in 1984 in Minneapolis, where I was coaching with the Vikings, and we went to the staff person there and said, we really have a heart for coaches and their wives. It's a challenging business. And we see, after 10 years of marriage, we need to be educated. You don't go to college and get marriage 101, you know, and guys don't sign up to find out how to be a good dad or how to be a good husband. And it's OJT, on-the-job training. And so after being involved in FCA for a number of years, we've seen this grow now to 15 or 16 places around the country. And I can remember one day the audience said to Chris, why do you follow him like that? And as I told her today, and she mentioned that she was going to say this, it was the nicest thing I'd ever heard. She knew who I was following. And fellas, it's nice when your wife can say, I can follow you because I know who you're following. You know, we want to paint a picture for you, for marriage. And as Chris and I sat in the room watching the Olympics, I don't know if you've ever seen the couples figure skating, but to me, it just came alive of what a marriage should look like. I mean, think about it. The lights are on them. Everybody's watching, just like all the athletes and folks in your community are watching you. And they begin with this incredible posture to represent, obviously for us as Christian couples, the Lord, but they wanted to represent their country and they wanted to represent themselves. And all of a sudden they're in an arena. And you can feel the coldness, right? The ice, and it's silent, and the lights are on them. And I think about what a perfect picture of marriage. Because in the next several minutes, or in the next several 65 years, there's got to be teamwork, there's got to be timing, and there's got to be trust. And I think about, you know, that's just what marriages have to have. Or better yet, that's just what marriages need. They really do.
You know, as Les was painting this picture to me, we were really having fun with it and kind of figuring out, you know, some of the things that this particular sport, this togetherness, this two people drawn together to perform as one, to glide together in this competition, you know, so many of the things that, it could show us. And one of them was that these people know each other better than anybody else knows them. They know each other perfectly, and they know what their strengths are. They know what their weaknesses are. They know what their vulnerabilities are. And rather than exploiting those vulnerabilities or weaknesses, they support them. They balance them. They make up for those. They balance each other. And probably the most significant thing, and I think this is just amazing to watch, is the synchronization of their bodies. You know, when they're going in the same direction and they're going together and they're going, you know, holding on to each other and touching each other, and physically close to each other. And it takes years and years of practice. It was fun that, you know, we have all the different number of years people have been married in this room. And there's so much to learn from those who have been on the ice longer than some of the others of us. Actually, I'm one of those, I think. Anyway, because along the way, you know, they've, you know, spent hours and hours and hours, months, years, preparing for this marriage, this skating event. And there have been slips, and there's been falls, and they got hurt along the way. I mean, you see a couple of them bleeding sometimes. I mean, you can tell that it hasn't been always easy, but they always got up, and they always went back at it together, and they always kept going and never quit. That was pretty cool.
It really was.